God. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet anything that is thy neighbor's. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
All right, we'll be up in about 30 seconds here. Hang on.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There you're going to see two videos at the top of the page. The one on the right side of the page is the show from this morning. We're going to touch on that just a little bit this afternoon. If you missed that, you'd like to catch it, you can do so up until 6 a.m. in the morning when we'll see you then. On the left side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and that'll take you over into Rumble, where we got some friends over there this afternoon. Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to that channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there, dlive.tv at The Sons of Liberty, and let's see, we've got something else going on there. I guess my pages aren't coming up. I don't know what's going on with that. We're having a little glitch, and everything was clear and clean, I promise, so I don't know what's going on as far as some of our glitch on the video platform. I have no idea. I mean, it's hardly doing anything there. As far as the CPU or GPU, there's no reason why we should be having that. So bear with me on that. Hopefully you can hear me okay, and we'll be okay through the rest of this. Boy, there's several things that came across this morning. One thing in particular that just actually kind of took me back a little bit. You guys remember last week, we covered this issue on Qatar. And we covered the issue with them offering a $400 million palace in the sky, as they called it, a plane for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump didn't think twice about it. He just said, oh, how could I be so foolish as to turn down such an extravagant gift? I mean, I know I deserve it. I am the best and greatest and most loved president of all time. And anybody who, even his own supporters, I read to you from his own supporters, many of them were like, dude, it's a bribe. Leave it alone. But he isn't doing that. He isn't doing that. I got a little something extra I'm going to share with you on that, if you didn't know, about Qatar and about the Attorney General. We're going to do that in just a minute. But, you know, now this is being floated out. And this was the show from this morning that we touched on this, for lack of a better term, Hunger Games. The news is out now that, let me see if I can get things to change. We may have a little, I'm going to have to move some things around just to make everything work, I think. Maybe not. Maybe I'm going to have to do something else with it. Because I've got to be able to switch, and for whatever reason, my little numbers here aren't helping at all. But in any case, we are, again, I'm having to do it on the fly here, and boy, this is not helping me at all. Okay, so that made it a little worse. Oh, now we have something. Okay, so this is the story that's coming out. I'm just going to bring this up just a second, and we're going to pause that and open this up. They're trying to take the immigration issue and trying to make a reality TV show out of it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm already rethinking a lot of this of how we do immigration, okay? Especially in light of what I do see in the scripture. And the fact that we are bringing these people in, we're giving them all kinds of freebies, we're taking care of them, we're putting them up in lavish hotels, we're making sure they got $10,000 worth of gift cards, all kinds of food cards, all kinds of stuff where they can just spend it on whatever they want. And we've seen what they've wasted it on. And yet we keep doing it. When it looks to me like you want to stop all these people flooding into America, quit giving them the goodies. Stop giving it to them. They want asylum? Well, then they're going to have to fund it themselves. Or they're going to have to find somebody out of the kindness of their heart who's going to fund them just like they used to do. But this is now front and center. It's being talked about all over. This is, what they're doing. The Hunger Games. Check this out.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is reportedly backing a reality TV competition where pre-vetted immigrants would compete in themed challenges for a fast track to U.S. citizenship and American prizes. The show, created by reality producer Rob Worsoff, would have contestants travel across the U.S. aboard a train called The Citizenship. Challenges would include iconic American tasks such as building rockets in Florida, assembling Model T Fords in Detroit, and balancing on logs in Wisconsin. The winner would be sworn in as a citizen live on Capitol Hill during the show's finale, receiving prizes like a lifetime supply of gasoline or thousands of dollars in Starbucks gift cards. Runners-up would still get expedited consideration for traditional citizenship. The Department of Homeland Security has publicly confirmed that the idea is under review. Secretary Noem, referred to by critics as Ice Barbie, has been criticized for focusing on publicity rather than policy. Experts have expressed concerns about reducing the path to citizenship to entertainment. As debate continues, the proposal raises new questions about America's immigration process and national identity.
All right. So it's not a joke, is it? And yes, she is. She's more focused on photo ops and what things look like than actually doing a job. You recall when they put her out there, they put her in the cowboy hat. Then they had her in the tactical vest. That's usually what you see her in, with her little hat on and all this stuff. But yet they've done her up. They've dolled her up so that you get an appearance of somebody doing what they're supposed to do. But now we've got this. I have to ask you a question. What does our Constitution say about those becoming citizens? Well, it says that power for naturalization doesn't reside in the executive branch. It's in the legislative branch. It's with Congress. It is not with Kristi Noem or Donald Trump. We're going to have more on this when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's away this week. They're out, I believe, in California. They're doing some music, so you guys will be hearing that in the up and coming days. And so I'll be filling in for him this afternoon as well as each of the afternoons this week, Lord willing. And then I'll also be with you on Sunday morning for church. So just letting you know, in case you tuned in listening for Bradley, that's where he is. He is not off. He is not sitting on the couch eating bonbons and having a vacation. They are out there being busy in California. So he'll be back, Lord willing, next week. All right, just adding on to the circus that is, we could probably throw a contest for stuff like this. What are we going to name this reality TV show or whatever? Anyway, this links right back up. You hear the talk about immigration, right? Now, I played on the show this morning the issue where we had Donald Trump talking about illegals and how they were taking money from taking jobs and all this other. And then we showed where his company was hiring them. We saw where they had, where he was talking about businesses. Oh, this is going to be great and this, that, and the other. And then what's he doing? His line of clothing is all made somewhere else. It's not made in the USA, China, Bangladesh, and places like this. And so we see it. Now we're hearing this talk. Again, this should be coming from Congress, not from Kristi Noem. Okay?
She has no authority to be putting that in place. And frankly, I don't think our government should be doing it either. They're supposed to be there to do a job, and it is not to produce television shows. Nor is it to make people U.S. citizens because they competed in some television reality, which it isn't even a reality. All of it's going to be scripted. You know that. Now, I'm wondering what some of you guys out there who've been through the process of coming into America, I'm wondering what you're thinking about this. I'm wondering if you think this is a good idea. Because I don't think it is. In fact, it keeps moving in that direction to set everybody up for what we've seen before. The gladiators, the Colosseum. I mean, we've already had people out there saying we need to throw the Christians to the lions. This is all just a step in that direction. They're just doing it on the illegals now. And if you'll accept it on the illegals, well, maybe it's somebody else. Maybe there's some of those anti-Semitic people that we want to call anti-Semites. Maybe we need to put them in there. Maybe we need to get a show for them. But this came out too. This is from AP. Mexican security chief confirms cartel family members entered U.S. in a deal with the Trump administration. Out of Mexico City, Mexico security chief confirmed Tuesday that 17 family members of cartel leaders crossed into the U.S. last week as part of a deal between a son of the former head of the Sinaloa cartel and the Trump administration. You may remember that Sinaloa, I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, cartel out there in Arizona, because that state's government was tied to it too. I believe it was Katie Hobbs was tied to that as well. Mexican Security Secretary Omar Garcia Harfuch confirmed a report by independent journalist Luis Shapiro that family members of Ovidia Guzman Lopez, who was extradited to the United States in 2023, had entered the U.S. Guzman Lopez is one of the brothers left running a faction of the Sinaloa cartel after notorious capo Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was imprisoned in the U.S. Video showed the family members walking across the border from Tijuana with their suitcases to waiting U.S. agents. Rumors had circulated last week that the younger Guzman would plead guilty to avoid trial for several drug trafficking charges in the U.S. after being extradited in 2023. Harfuch confirmed that family members crossing in a radio interview and said it was clear to Mexican authorities that they were doing so after negotiation between Guzman Lopez and the U.S. government. He believed that was the case because the former cartel boss, whose lawyer said in January he had entered negotiations with U.S. authorities, had been pointing fingers at members of other criminal organizations, likely a part of a cooperation agreement. Now, you just can't make this up. This isn't just the one. This is covered by several outlets, and yeah, I get it. It's Mockingbird Media. I get all the stuff, and yet here it is. You're even hearing it from the Mexicans saying there's something going on here with this. By the way, you remember El Chapo was in the same, if I'm not mistaken, he was in the same prison as Jeffrey Epstein was during Trump 1.0. Remember that? Where Epstein allegedly killed himself? That guy was in there. He was in that jail. And yet, we've got some kind of deal going on. Now, did this go through the State Department? Did this go through the DOJ? Who's orchestrated this little agreement here where you have these family members coming into the U.S.? While at the same time, you're saying we're dealing with the illegal aliens. I'm just curious, how do you do that and not be just utterly hypocritical? Well, there's more. This we got coming out. Now, this has been going on for a long time. You guys are familiar with rare breed triggers, by chance? If you're not familiar with them, they have it's a trigger that, I forget how they put it, but it does a reset on it so that basically you can pull the trigger and it it does a reset to where you can tap it really fast. It's still semi-automatic. It's not a fully functioning, it doesn't make your gun a fully functional machine gun, but you probably couldn't tell much of a difference, except for having to pull the trigger so many times. However, apparently, there's been a settlement. Now, you can check this settlement out at sonsoflibertymedia.com under Rarebreed Triggers Settles with ATF. And, you know, this comes from a friend over at VSO Gun Channel. And one of the things that he points out is, while the guy from Rarebreed, and again, this involves the DOJ, while he has an agreement with them, this guy, on his side, it looks like a win. But what ends up happening is it's a loss for the people who had all their stuff taken, because I'll play some of what he has to say here in just a second, the guy over a Rarebreed. But he's pointing out, okay, this is a great thing, this is a win for us, blah, blah, blah. But then when you start looking at it, it doesn't uphold the Second Amendment. And what do I mean by that? Well, the Second Amendment's pretty clear. Again, I've told you most Second Amendment groups never touch the first part of that, which is about the militia. The well-regulated militia is necessary. It's necessary. It's necessary for a free state. And then the last part is the right of the people shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Look, if you're going to keep and bear the arms, you have a right to get them, to obtain them. This nonsense about you have to go in and prove your innocence before you can get a gun is ridiculous. And again, if we were administering justice, the thing that continually is left off, it doesn't matter what party is in whatever office, that's the one thing that gets left off. And what are we told over and over and over again? We're told, Isaiah 1:17, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. We're told that we are to seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with our God. The thing that continues to be left off is justice. It doesn't matter who we talk about or what government we're talking about, state, federal, whatever. And because justice is left off, then the innocent are targeted. Let me show you what I mean. If a man goes and he murders several people, sometimes the death penalty might be on the table. More than likely, he's going to get a long time in jail. Sometimes a short time in jail. Now, is that justice? No. It's not justice for him. It's an injustice to him. It's an injustice to his victims. It's an injustice to their families. It's an injustice to everybody who has to pay, is forced to pay into that system to keep him up with three hots and a cot. For however long he's going to be there, for his life, for the years, whatever the case may be. Is that justice? Nope. And what happens as a result? Well, because they might let this guy out along with, I don't know, 100 of his friends, after he's quote-unquote paid his debt to society, what are they going to do to keep him from getting a gun? Well, they're going to target you and say, you can't get a gun unless we say so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio. And discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
PBSRadio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley today, he is going to be gone all week. He and his family are going out to California to do some recording. So I'll be sitting in his place in the afternoon as well as in the mornings. And then again, Lord willing, on Sunday when we have church together. So just so you guys are aware of that, I'll be letting you know each day. But if you've tuned in listening for Bradley, that's where he's at. Okay, so be in prayer with him. And his family as they're doing some things that pertain to the ministry here. All right, real quickly, let me hit a little bit on these triggers, and then I want to get into a little bit more of the corruption that's out there coming out of the DOJ and Pam Bondi. This was from the unlawful Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. This was with regard to these triggers. They are forced reset triggers, FRTs. That's what they're referred to. Okay, but this was from the ATF, and this is what they wrote on July 23rd, 2024. Now, understand this thing with rare breed has been going on for a long time. This has been taking place for a long time. They've been after those guys down there. But on July 23, 2024, the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas held in National Association for Gun Rights, et al. Versus Garland, that rare breed FRT-15s and wide open trip. By the way, if you've not been over to Rare Breed and seen their rifles, wow, they are works of art. And I mean a work of art. They really are. But in any case, sorry about that. Wide open triggers are not machine guns. Well, of course they're not. They're triggers. They're not a gun. Under the NFA, which is illegal just on its face. What does the Second Amendment say? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And it doesn't say what kind of arms. Doesn't say if it's a pencil. Doesn't say if it's a pair of scissors. Doesn't say if it's a gun, a handgun, a rifle, a bazooka, a rocket launcher. It doesn't say. It's an extension of the person. So anything that's an extension of the person that can be used as a weapon is fair game. If it wasn't that way, they should have put in there, oh, but we don't mean these kinds of weapons. That's what they should have done, or these kinds of arms. Nevertheless, it's not a machine gun under here. And as such, their possession is not in violation of federal law. So they come around to it. Now, keep in mind, the ATF was the organization that illegally and unlawfully jumped in during Trump 1.0. Remember following that little thing that went out there in Las Vegas? Right? Where the guy allegedly had bump stocks on his rifles, yet apparently he had bipods on them. Yep, you're not going to use the bipod and use the bump stock. It's just thing that you're not going to do it. That was all gearing in to target bump stocks. And what did the Trump administration do? Well, they targeted them. And because the ATF that had approved them came out and said, oh, these are machine guns. Nonsense. And they had to get their hands slapped too. And Donald Trump didn't stop it, by the way. He encouraged it. He encouraged that. If you go back and you remember, he was the one encouraging doing that. It's unlawful. And they got their hands smacked. Right along with getting it smacked here with rare breed triggers. Now, here's what the DOJ wrote. They came to a conclusion here on May the 16th, and this is what they wrote. Today, in accordance with President Trump's executive order protecting Second Amendment rights. I have to chuckle. I really do. He's not protecting your Second Amendment rights. That's not what's going on at all. As well as the Attorney General's Second Amendment Enforcement Task Force. That sounds like it should be something other than what they're doing. Shouldn't a Second Amendment Enforcement Task Force be to do with going after every politician, every said representative of the people that wants to target your rights? Shouldn't they be enforcing the Second Amendment against them and making arrests and indicting? That's what it sounds like it should be. But that's not what it is. The Department of Justice announced the settlement of litigation between the federal government and rare breed triggers. Quote, this is from Pam Bondi. This Department of Justice believes that the Second Amendment is not a second class right. Well, yeah, you do. We had the video of her talking about trying to get around the Second Amendment to go after certain things. And she goes, and we are glad to end a needless cycle of litigation with settlement that will enhance public safety. Well, wait a minute. This isn't about public safety. It is about your duty to defend the rights of the people, not to attack them. Has nothing to do with public safety, has everything to do with you protecting the rights of the people. And in the statement in June 2024 in Cargill versus Garland, the Supreme Court held that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives exceeded its statutory authority by issuing a rule classifying a bump stock as a machine gun. By the way, they had the approval of Donald Trump in there too. In July 2024, the Northern District of Texas applied Cargill versus Garland to a device called a forced reset trigger and concluded that FRTs also cannot be classified as a machine gun. And why not? Because in both cases of the bump stock and the FRT, the person still can only fire one bullet per pull of the trigger. That's it. So they went through this agreement, the federal government and rare breed triggers. And it's interesting because our guy with VSO Gun Channel that you can watch on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the thing that he's pointing out is they took a whole bunch of these triggers from people. And you'll read in here, and you'll even hear from the guy, I believe his name is Delmonico. He's the guy who's over Rare Breed Triggers. And I'm going to hold off on the video. What I'm going to do is I'll throw the video. It's about 11 minutes of him kind of letting everybody know what they got out of this. But he makes mention that everybody's going to get their trigger. But here's the catch. They're only going to get their trigger if they ask for it. They have to say, hey, wait a minute, that's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. So the people are going to have to actually go and demand, even though the court said you have to give them back. They basically told the people, you can have them back if you let us know. You let us know what's going on here. This is part of the statement from the DOJ. The department's agreement with Rare Breed Triggers avoids the needs for continual appeals in United States versus Rare Breed Triggers and continued litigation and other related cases concerning the same issue. The settlement includes agreed upon conditions that significantly advance public safety with respect to FRTs, including that Rare Breed will not develop or design FRTs for use in any pistol and will enforce its patents to prevent infringement that could threaten public safety. Rare Breed also agrees to promote the safe, responsible use of its products. But that's not all. According to the agreement, it sounds like if anybody else makes something similar to this, that the U.S. government's not going to go after them, but part of the agreement is that Rare Breed Triggers has to go after them. So, doesn't cost the U.S. government any, but that's part of the agreement. I'd like to see something a little more clear on that, but it's almost like the U.S. government's going to use Rare Breed Triggers to go after people who make FRTs. Does that sound like a lawful agreement? Sounds like a manipulation, if you ask me, but, you know, Rare Breed is saying this is a win for them. I don't know about the Second Amendment. I don't know that it's a win for it, but it's a win for them. And I'm glad they got a win. I think that's great. Now, all of this comes in. We've talked about Pam Bondi and her corruption as state attorney general in Florida. Among that, I mean, one of the biggest things we had an article on this several years back, 2019 is when it was. We had a lady who is an activist down in Southwest Florida. Well, let me change that. She is in Florida. I shouldn't say Southwest. She is in Florida. But she was kind enough to contribute an article to us detailing what had went on with Pam Bondi. And one of the things that Pam Bondi did was she solicited the Trump Foundation and got it $25,000. That is a no-no. That is against the law. And the lady that we did some investigative work on when we were covering what was going on down there in Lee County with the corrupt sheriff, which, you know, I'm being told they've got the heat on the guy, but he doesn't seem like he's too worried about it because nobody will bring justice against him. He's got all the players in place. Amira Fox, state attorney, who kind of cleared Pam Bondi of her solicitation and acceptance of that $25,000 from the Trump Foundation. She's still in play over there. So in any case, all of that's going on, and then we find out this. Now, some of you may have already heard this, but it was news to me, okay? So last week, we were talking about the bribery, we were talking about the plane, we were talking about Qatar, and on the other side of the break, I'm going to share with you a little bit of Bondi's experience with Qatar. Hang on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be back on the final segment. We'll be right back.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. Boy, it is kind of interesting how quickly everything goes during the afternoon show. It goes really, really fast. This is something that I want you to see. And keep in mind, we talked last week. We went to the Constitution. We went to the Bible. We took in what Donald Trump was presenting to us as far as accepting this $400 million plane from what is arguably the largest funder of Islamic terrorism in the world, Qatar. And he was just fine with it. Didn't see a problem with it at all. You know? And as I said, even his supporters were like, dude, this is a bribe. By the way, bribes are impeachable offenses. It rises to that level. In fact, if he stole a piece of bubble gum, it rises to that level of impeachment. That's what a misdemeanor is, okay? This talk, and I don't care what the party of the guys are, because they've all been guilty of something where they should have been removed from office. But the problem is the people who are charged with doing that, the sole authority with impeachment is in the House. The House is corrupt. You can't get the House to do what it's supposed to do. And it doesn't matter if they got an R behind their name or a D behind their name. You can't get them to do what they're supposed to do. How in the world can you expect them to impeach a guy and then go after him and prosecute? You can't prosecute him until you get him out of office. It's going to take the weight of the people putting it down on them and saying, if you don't do your job, you're not going to be there anymore. But they don't do that. This came out during some of the hearings. This is from the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary, judiciary.senate.gov. I'm not pulling from anywhere else. This is straight off the government website. This is what it says. Pam Bondi's extensive lobbying for wealthy special interests and foreign government poses serious conflict of interest. This is your attorney general. She was a lobbyist for foreign government. And I'm going to tell you who that was in just a minute. Again, from the website here. Pam Bondi is a registered lobbyist with the Washington, D.C.-based firm Ballard Partners and has represented wealthy special interests and foreign governments, presenting serious potential conflicts of interest if she is confirmed as Attorney General. When presenting information to the committee, Pam Bondi only listed two potential conflicts of interest: her work for America First Policy Institute and her brother's legal practice. Well, that doesn't sound too bad, does it? Bondi failed to identify every single one of these potential conflicts of interest. Listen to this. Employment as a partner at Ballard Partners. That's where you do the registering there. Bondi did not list her current role as a lobbyist as a potential conflict of interest, nor any of the specific work she's done for her clients that might implicate her role as the chief federal law enforcement officer. She's lobbied on behalf of more than 30 different clients, including corporations like Amazon and Uber, government contractors like private prisons, and, hold on to your hat, the government of Qatar. That's right. She was a lobbyist, a registered one, for a foreign government by the name of Qatar. Lobbying on behalf of private prisons. This was another one. Bondi lobbied for the GEO Group, a private prison company that has faced criticism for safety violations, providing inadequate health care, and poor management practices. She was the front girl for it. These actions have negatively impacted the welfare and rights of incarcerated individuals and immigration detainees, and the GEO Group stands to earn hundreds of millions of dollars during the Trump administration as ICE is its largest source of revenue. Anybody else seeing a problem here? Anybody else seeing a problem here? Do you see how it works all together? Everybody's getting paid except you, Americans. Everybody's getting paid but you. Lobbying Congress on behalf of Qatar. As a FARA registered lobbyist, Bondi lobbied Congress on behalf of Qatar, earning $115,000 per month. Per month. Employment in private practice. Bondi did not list any potential conflicts of interest from her private practice. Nothing. Senator Dick Durbin said, "I'm disappointed." You're disappointed. That's the usual political language instead of saying she should have known better and gave us this stuff. And because she didn't give it to us, and because this is a conflict of interest, we're not going to put her in office. I mean, gosh, it's just crazy. "I'm disappointed Pam Bondi failed to list several clear conflicts of interest, which indicates she does not take these conflicts seriously." No, she does. That's why she didn't list them. She doesn't want you knowing about them. "The American people deserve an attorney general who avoids even the appearance of impropriety." Well, they can't even get a president who does that. "And they deserve an attorney general who will put them ahead of any wealthy special interest or foreign government." Well, here's the thing. Again, I don't see attorney general or Department of Justice anywhere in the Constitution. I see law enforcers as the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, 16. I see the president as one who is charged with making sure the laws are enforced and that he can use the militia to enforce those laws. That we don't need federal agents doing that. We the people can handle that just fine. Just give us the task, let us go do it. But the people have sold out to agents of the state. They would rather have a hireling do for them what they won't do for themselves. In fact, the hireling is going to do things that they don't want done. And that's part of the problem. This was from Newsweek. And again, it tied this lobbying here of Qatar to the plane that's been brought up. We're told Attorney General Pam Bondi's links to Qatar are under scrutiny again, following reports that President Donald Trump be gifted a luxury plane from the Qatari government. Well, all I'm wanting you to do is to take a look and say, if this were you, if you were Pam Bondi, and you didn't show these things that you were registered as a lobbyist for a foreign government, one that is the largest funder of Islamic terrorists in the world, and you didn't tell that, do you think you or me would get a second shot at getting in that office? No. In fact, frankly, somebody might just target us because of what we're doing. Knowing what Qatar is involved in, you're lobbying the representatives of the people. I can see giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I can see that. But that's what she's doing. And of course, she's been involved with some of the other big billionaires that have been brought up there in the Trump administration, that all the people really think they're, all those billionaires are going to work on their behalf, going to do what they need to do. Well, why does it matter? This plan for Trump to receive a $400 million luxury Boeing 747-8 from Qatar, the so-called Flying Palace, has unleashed new waves of legal concerns over the legality and ethics of such foreign government gifts. It's not a question. It's a bribe. You don't need to investigate it. Everybody knows what it is. They're just doing it right in your face, and the people won't bring justice. I got to tell you, the Bible talks about this. Isaiah 58:6, God talks about a fasting that he desires of the people. It's not of food. He says, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind the people. Why don't we look at that instead of seeing just how many burdens we can put on people, how many hoops we see it with them with the real ID stuff that they're wanting to put on the people. We see it with all the hoops you have to jump through to get a gun, all the things that you have to do to go through, jump through their hoops for the immigration, all this stuff that they've done. They're not looking to uphold liberty. They're looking to oppress the people. And they're going to make boatloads of money and prizes and gifts along the way. And now they've got the bright idea. Let's take what is a lawful thing and let's turn it into a reality TV show. I'll bet advertisers will jump all over that. All because the people won't bring justice against those who are oppressing them. Be back with you in the morning, 6 a.m. bright and early, with the Common Core Diva, Lynn Taylor. We're going to be doing Tell It To Me Tuesday, 6 a.m. Don't miss it. See you then.